You ever seen Wellsprings of Torah?
Yeah.
So that's him in English. So yeah, it's, and so this is his. I didn't buy it. I've been looking for it. No, not Mayanis. That's that. You're right. That would be awesome. Mayanis is a spring, but this is they translate it. They call it Wellsprings of English. I can send you a link if you want to get it, either in English or Lashon Kodesh or Yiddish. If you want to, you can have those. They have those printed every weekend. Apparently, he says different stories when he says in different languages. So, this stories is like some people just read it to get the stories on the bottom. He has some very good stories. But okay. So there's a lot of great Torah in here. Your first page is Kuf Samachas. Okay. So let's do that one first. Just I think I said last year, and I don't know if anybody remembers this last year, but I think this is one of my all-time favorite Torahs on the Haggadah. I have plain paper if anybody wants plain paper. I actually brought just in case. If you want, I'll just take it with you. So. That was a little wrinkled here to take off the full. No. Torah has to be the Hidura. Well, if you want a stickle paper, whatever you want,
we'll take this one.
You can take that home if you want, yeah. So none of it's my Torah. All of this is I'm just passing on from what we learned from different tzaddikim. So my favorite Torah, I think, and I said it, I gave this over to Tikkun this morning, and it shakes me. The Chassam Sofer asked the question, all the Rishonim asked the question, how is it that we have one of the biggest, most powerful, awe-inspiring mitzvahs of the whole year, Sipis Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we don't say a bracha? We don't say a bracha. Okay. So there's a whole topic in halacha about saying bracha on something which is a dibur, fine. But kiddush, is there a bracha? Kiddush, is the bracha? So some of the freshmen want to say that at the end of the Haggadah, we say a bracha asher galanu. We say a bracha at the end of the Haggadah, asher galanu. Gal Yisrael is the way it ends. I have to look at the Lashon. Baruch atah Hashem, like it says over here, all the way right before Nirtza. Baruch atah Hashem, akidim alach. Oh, well, that's not it. That's not a guffin. That's before that. Should be in the Maggid, I thought. But so there's a bracha asher galanu that we say at the end. I'm sorry, but pardon my painting. Well, go and say, yeah, there it is. Asher galanu gugalas was in the time. V'gyanu l'lale hazeh lechol boi matzah morer. Kena, Hashem should also save us next time. Baruch atah Hashem gal Yisrael. Okay?
So it's not. It doesn't sound.
But he says something first and say that's pshat. So the question still stands. There's halacha. That you have to say bracha over asiyasa. You always, everybody's trying to struggles with why ben atilas yadayim, do you make it after natila before the drying your hands? Okay, so you have to know what natila mitzvah and atilas yadayim is. And they all struggle with why, whether or not, when a woman lights the neiros. Okay, yom tov, do you light before or after? Because you're allowed to light it. So the whole topic. But the halacha is, before you put on, you tie that knot. You make a bracha, tzitzis, always before over asiyasa. So why is it that we're waiting to the end of the maggid? So what did I say last year? So this one, the Chassam Sofer asks this question. He says, why is it that even if that would be the bracha, how can it be that it waits for the end of the Haggadah? And he says like this. He says, you know, there's a halacha, the Ram Pesachim, Kuf Tetzvav, I believe it is, says that there's a deal exactly what it is, but we open up the Haggadah with Gnai, and we end in Shvach. Right? You start on the low side, and you end high, which is a great point for life. I'm sure you know that as a musician, right? So you start, you leave them laughing, right? You always end on this high. So he says, and what does machlok is? What is the gnai and what's the shvach? So mitchila abde. So there's two days. One of them says, first we're abde paray, and now we're free, right? And then the other one it says no mitchila abde vadezara hayu abaseinu, right? It says that our zaydis were abde vadezara. And now we serve, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu brought us close, and we serve God. We're doing an introductory piece from the Chassam Sofer first. So that's step number one. That you have these two things that you celebrate. You're going from being a slave to being free, and from being an Ovid of Adazara, from a family of Ovid of Adazara, to one who serves Hashem. The Gemara Pesachim says that's what we're talking about by tonight by the Haggadah. So says the Chassam Sofer. He says, one second, we have another mitzvah. Chayv Adam Liris Atzmai, or Laharis Atzmai, as though he himself went out of Mitzrayim. So you have to imagine that at the beginning of the night, you're a slave of power, and then at the end of the night, you got free. But not only that, at the beginning of the night, you're an Ovid of Avodah Zarah. And then by the end of the night, you become a full-fledged Jew. Okay, good. So first of all, that you should fall off your chair right there, Doc. You should have just fallen off your chair twice. You have going through Geirus tonight. you become you're going from being an Ovid of a Dazar to being a Yid. Mm-hmm. Ah! The whole family should be like shaking and jumping. This will be unbelievable. You're going through a Geirus tonight. And he says the process of the Geirus, just like the process of the Geirus, there's a Kabbalah on mitzvahs. He says by doing the mitzvahs of the night, that's our Geirus. That's our conversion process. Right? Matzah, with, you can imagine Maror, you know, that could be a good get. You know, make sure if you really, right? That's the famous joke of the two poor guys who are looking for a meal.
Oh, yeah,
and then finally the Seder comes around. They say, oh, you're really going to get your food tonight. And then it goes, and the dry bread is seen forever. And then, right, okay. And then finally he runs out. So the Maror is really a good, you know, good way to go through. Make sure that you really, you know, you're really holding tight on to, you know, holding with the Jewish. Holding the line with the Jewish stuff, but so he says that's what. So what? So does how does he answer the question about a bracha?
Make a bracha.
Oh, like a ger who's supposed to make a bracha before he's tovel when he's becoming a yid. There's a bracha. He can't make a bracha because he can't say the word vitzivanu until he finishes gerus. So he makes a bracha after he comes out of the water, after he lifts his head from the water. Again, makes a bracha after he lifts up a water. I should be shown with the water. Al mitzvahs to Ilan, I don't know
what the law is.
But whatever the sipur is, whatever that is, he's saying that's why you can only make a bracha then. You can't say Asher Galanu if you haven't become a yid yet.
So what's the bracha here?
So we say the end of, we mentioned the end of Magid, there's a bracha, Asher Galanu. I don't remember that. You know, by the time I get up to this, I'm so zonked. It's like really not fair. Somebody pointed out to me, it really isn't. We're not really doing justice. Because if there's a reason for a Seder, believe it or not, deep, deep thought, is a Seder. And there's an order. And he's supposed to be finishing with something. It's not like, Magid, that's not what's supposed to be. It's supposed to be, that's supposed to get somewhere. This is the pinnacle, hollow, and you're supposed to be dancing. By the time he comes up to the second half of hollow, we're like,
So it's the end of Magid.
So yeah, but the end of Magid has there is a bracha, Asher Galanu.
Before the second.
Yes. I don't remember where it is. Like I said, I'm usually comatos.
It's before the meal.
Yes, it is. Oh, you're right. I'm not.
But semi.
We just read it off. But the Lashon.
Just before the.
Why can't I find it?
Yeah.
Before it's the end of Magid. Last thing in Magid, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. But there is a bracha of Asher Galanu, and that's the bracha here. So he says, yeah. Bracha to Hashem Goal Yisrael. So he says, that's the bracha. But that's the point. The point is that he went through a Geirus that night, so you can't make a bracha to the bracha. That, I think, is most, for me, is the most earth-shattering part. Okay, so let's do some of the Torah that Rabbi Biederman brings over here. What's the first page you guys have? Page Kuf?
Kuf Samach.
Okay, Yachatz. Here it goes. So we're going to get some nice Torah over here, and some of them we may actually have to do with us as Jews. That's the best Chassidus ways. Chassidus is all about bringing it home. Bring it home, baby, bring it home. Inyan Chatzias HaMatzah. What does it mean? What's the splitting? Mevar harav kodesh rav menachem mendo meriminov. Schuzik aleinu b'menachem tzien. He explains. What does it mean? Yachatz. Shuhu in krisas bris b'nisol avim shemashmayim. It's a krisas bris. What does krisas bris mean? It means a commitment. It means a deal between Jews and God. V'zeh l'shone ha-kodesh. This is holy. This is what he said. V'atihi mechas ha-tza'idah es ha-fikomen kamo krisas bris. The splitting of the Eidah of the Avikomen is like making an agreement. Where do you see such a thing? When two people who love each other very much, they take leave of each other. Mechalkim tabas achas. They take a coin. You have this friends forever necklaces, half a heart. You take one half. I take the other half. We call echad lokeach chetzi lezichron ha'avas ha'olam. And each one takes half of them to remember their love forever and ever. The al kein yachatzu as matzah. That's what we're doing when we split the matzah. Says the Rimanov. Shanachnu Kursim Brisim Berenu, we're making a deal with Hashem, Lelechas Bedrachov, Lishmachu Kursov. So he's going to explain what that means a little bit. We can understand this a little better, says Rav Biederman through the Zohar. Shekol HaPamalia Shamala, the whole, that's where the family comes from, right? Pamalia. The whole family on high. Umdim Svivo Be'esa Miris HaGada. Stand around you when you're saying the God of a CBC is the sign. The curse and bris befun of, and they make some sort of deal right in front of you. Befun of Yisbarach Shemai. In front of Hashem, excuse me. In front of the Befun Yisbarach, they're all standing there, and there's a curse and bris. I don't understand what it means. It sounds like the Malachim. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So he says this is, that explains a little bit more. I don't know why he explains more. It sounds like a whole other level of krisis bris. Venir levari, what's going on? Omik harayon b'derech mashal. I'm going to explain to you this concept with a mashal. parable. L'shnei ovim, shayu tzrichim lihiparet zem izeh. They had to separate. They're going. They're each going their own way. Ukadei shlo yamosh zichram mibineihem, so they don't forget each other. Yichut must monus diyuknam. They take a picture of them, some sort of image. V'yachzu it's a tmuna l'tanim. They cut it in half. The shnayim v'yikach echad mehem chilek zeh. V'chaver yikach echilek shani. Each one takes half of it. V'kasha yifkashu adadi. And they finally meet. Yashlimu it's a tmuna v'tzav sechada. And they'll put the picture back together. V'zeh yishlo ma'akavana v'chetzes matzah. That's what we're talking about when we explain the matzah. I knew. Shekorsim brisim akadosh baruch hu. We give it to God. Okay, we're going to end up eating that half also, right? Then, but that's what's symbolizing. The one half we're going to for us, and the other half we're setting aside for the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person through the rest of this year, as he works to get closer to Hashem, he gets closer to Hashem. So we're making a commitment now at the beginning of the year, Nisan, right? Rishon LeChodesh Hashanah, the first Yom Tov is Nisan. And we're setting the track for the rest of the year. We're setting aspirations. That we're going to take the other half, we're going to take our half, and we're going to bring it to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the rest of the year. When we split it, that's what we're symbolizing. Okay, what we do with the matzah is a good question. But the point is, that's the splitting. Limud gadol eshelum neminenge yisol teiva, shegon vin resakab afikomen. Now here says the next part. Okay, what do we do with afikomen? The kids steal it. What? How can that be? Right? How can it be that we teach our children to steal it? What do? You guys have your kids steal it?
Yeah.
Many of you saw us to really have them steal it. And since we've come to make to darshan something which we and since we came to a topic which is very beloved to us, tihine im nevakish miyanuka kibarshesh kibarshis, a 5 or 6 year old, a child who's 5 or 6, shiagid lanu. Yeah, got the right copy on the next page. All right. Shiyagi lanu masai ledaato hachilek kivi bechol avichas lel seder. You ask a 5 or 6 year old, when does the seder start? When does the action really happen? Mistavra makes sense on the second line of the first column. Shiyashiv hayelev al simen yachas. It all gets started from yachas. Zaydi or Tati breaks the matzah, and now the game's on. That's where the seder starts from. Shema'az maschel ha-seder. Ki gonvim ha-safi komen. They steal it. Ubi yadei levakesh matonis. Ki kol ha-oil ha-liba. Anything he wants, he gets to ask for. V'alo amru chazal, didn't they say? Miyom shechar beis ha-migdash. From the time beis ha-migdash was destroyed, nitla levua min ha-neviim. Who was it given to? V'nitla l'shotim u'letinokos. Children and fools are the ones who have prophecy now. And they're telling you that's where the Haggadah really starts from. You ask a kid, that's what he tells you. This is very interesting. Vimkein aleinu lisbon. Now, if you understand.
Where do you say shotim?
No, it doesn't, but he says shotim have nevuah and children have nevuah.
Yeah, I understand. Where do you say that?
But no, over here, you don't have to use everyone every time. Not when they come together and say the same thing. Each one has the, that's where the nevuah is by now. Children, that's what say, the Gemara says last time. They ask the children, what do they see? Tell me the pasuk you learned in, because there's a bechina of nevuah over there. But the children who are pure, right? The hevel shaltanokish shal beis rabban. Hevel piyam shaltanokish shal beis rabban. When the kids learn Torah, it's unbelievable. So, but when that's when now they're telling you, that's what it says. So what is it about Yachatz that makes this the beginning of the Seder? Vimkein, alin lisboni, we have to understand, is his oris efshel lomoid? What kind of, his oris? No, what are we going to say, his oris? Inspiration, I'd say. Can we learn from mechatzias v'shuas ha-matzah, from the breaking of the matzah, mevila de gnevas matzah, which comes to the stealing? Well, what is it? What could it teach us? We also to more than that. The father has a mitzvah of gadol levincha. Tonight is night of Masorah. You're teaching kids and grandkids what to do. That's what you're teaching. Steal. Okay. Some people say yeah. I'm going to try and say a pshat. Maybe he brings some sources. The habala flaw. The farish mash enough to chazal v'lashonam. Now this is a. Something hard. I don't know Tanakh well enough to be able to back this one up, but he's going to say, "Kivata itim l'Torah." One of the questions that I'm going to ask when they come up to Shrine is, "Did you set times for Torah?" That's what he said, "Kivata." But he said he's going to be able to use different words. Tihine derecha yitzhar lavo el adam beishu mispana mesakav. A yitzhar comes to you when a person is finished with whatever work he's doing. Kidei lomu Torah, right? A person finished his work, he's going to go learn. V'lomar lo, and the yitzhar says, whoa, why are you leaving why are you closing this door right now when the somebody's going to come and buy something. You make some more money. And for sure, this happens right when the guy calls you up and says, I want to make this deal with you. You want to buy something. You'll go to learn when he finishes deal. Don't worry. Don't say when I have time, I'll learn. Rak yehei koveya itim l'torah. What's the word koveya? Melashon gezel. He says the lashon koveya is means to steal. You got to steal time to learn Torah. Ah, k'moshe kasev in Malachi. Now I don't know. You know Malachi? You know Malachi? I never learned Malachi. Chatosi ani maski oyel. Yeah.
Join me Sunday mornings.
Okay, I have a call on Sunday mornings. Hayikva Adam, Lashon Malachi, V'chein Mishlei, V'kava Es Koyvehem Nefesh. He says Lashon Gezela.
Yeah, that's right.
V'amu Chazal, Shehu Lashon Kavan Planya. All these Lashon. Sheyigzo Me'asokav K'dei Lasu B'Torah. Person has to steal time by your lunch break. Okay, you could either open up the Wall Street Journal, the Atlantic, or whatever. I don't know what you guys, what each one likes to read. Or, you know, you could, bring with you Torah to go. Why are you Torah to go? And then look up a Lashon Torah. V'yanav Yashav Li'etzahara. And he can respond to me, Shehegia is Lama Torah v'inu chavetz b'shar zulis asik b'shum esik zulis Torah Kedoshah. This is what I want to do. I have to, you have to steal that, grab that stuff back. V'yosod zen nirmez b'gnei v'zu. That's what he says is going on with these kids. You're telling them to steal Ruchnias. Steal Rabbanu Shalom. Grab the pieces. She eshul is alis b'avodas Hashem ebli lignu v'ligzu m'mizmanei prati. There's no way to really grow in avodas Hashem except to steal a little bit from your own time. V'chlal zeh levatal dvarim shonim shem inyanei olam hazeh. Okay, including that is what you're going to have to do. Something you have to give up on different things which are, you know the things you're almost which are tefalim umas netzach olam haba, which are secondary entirely compared to what a person can happen in your time. So that was a famous nice with Rav Moshe that he made a siyum. They say about different gedolim, right? He made a siyum very shortly after making a more regular siyum. It says, because this is the siyum I made when I was waiting for people at Simchas. He would be very careful to come on time to a simcha. People would take the time and he'd open up the gemara. And that round of Shas was...
He could finish enough to make a siyum while waiting for the people to arrive?
Well, you have to know, that was after like 10 years of him doing that. Yes. But I have to finish it right very close after making the siyum.
So what's the analogy? Kuvayitim is stealing time to study Torah. How does that...
So he's saying the Afikoman is...
the Afikoman?
Right, but Afikoman is especially if you take it from the last piece, this is our connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Half for us and half for Hashem. It's a piece of Ruchnias. Afikoman says, Zohar says, it's namadim demei menusa. This is the bread of emunah. Person, it means it's a piece of ruchnias. They say there's some from this farm who compare it to the man in the mitzvah, which is lechem abirim. It's the Michael of Malachim.
It's supposed to be the part represent the Korban Pesach.
Okay, you're getting pshat tovadik. You're right. You are right. Yeah. You think Korban Pesach was a good gashmis? Piece of steak. But you're right. But on remes, this is all remes. Remes are drush. Okay, that's why it says Olachin Nodlin Dafkes Amatzim Tzoyis Shehi Keneged Levi. That's why here we have a Levi Yitzchak Free. Keneged Levi, the middle matzah. Why? Shari Kasev Rambam. V'lo Shevi Levi Bavad. By the very famous Rambam in the end of Shemitah. V'lo Shevi Levi Bavad. It's not just Levi who gets he's talking about all the matonis. He's talking about all the matonis, matnas kahuna. El kol ish v'ish miyisol v'chol bo yehoilam. Any yid, wherever he comes from, asher nad v'rucho yisoy, he's inspired. V'hevina medaiton, he understands the ibadil v'lalam levnei Hashem, to separate himself, to stand in front of Hashem, l'shar yisoy l'avdei, just wants to spend his life serving God, l'deas Hashem, to know him, v'halach yashar, k'may shasor l'akim, and he goes straight, and to go straight, like Hashem made him, u'porak ma'al tzavari ol ha'chashbonis ha'rabim. He said, I'm not going to have anything to do with the shtuyot. Asher bikshu mebnei Adam, this is the Rambam speaking. You're a Chabadsker, you have to do your Rambams daily. That's a big Rambam. Sorry. Asher bikshu mebnei Adam, that the people, all the Cheshbon is Rambam, the people of, the society has made up for us. That's really interesting that he says it like that. Asher bikshu mebnei Adam. Harizen eskadish kodesh kadoshim. This person, it becomes holy of holies, if he says that. V'yashem chalkoi, v'nachalasi l'oilam v'oilam. Hashem is his inheritance. Hashem is his peace forever. And that's can remind us our chuva. We have to steal time. Then a person could be, or in order for a person to be counted as one of the Bnei Levi, he always finds that, wow, look at this. He sees matzah crumbs. Look at this. He sees matzah crumbs.
It's not mine.
Is it 18 years?
Right.
What is wrong? He's saying this
lahalacha, Mishnah Torah. Somebody can designate themselves as being separate from the cheshbonos.
Yes. If you want to know, and we can give these are fighting words, but that's all the chavadim and answers. So the point of this one.
But what is it? What's the source for this? I mean, Hashem says these are the shvatim.
No, it doesn't mean that the person becomes halachically they could eat trumas or maestros or anything like that. It means that person can take on himself. And okay, we have to know if that means the community has responsibility or doesn't have responsibility. How he's going to exactly he's going to live, but it's in that context. That's what's used for.
He could basically.
He could be if he's
Kaddish
himself entirely. Yes,
virtual Levi.
Right, and but it almost that's also a window to what Levi is supposed to be about. They're supposed to be the shevet which is keeping the fire, you know.
Right, independent of
the Quran.
Right. We see an unusual percentage of Malam de Torah in Klai Yisrael. The Shach that was a Kohen, the Taz was a Levi, the Chavetz Chaim, the Shemesh Shkab. Oh, you have a whole list. Yes, Kohanim Levim. Very, very regular. Do we have any around us?
I'm a Levi.
Oh, there you go. Here come. I got smicha. Okay, we have to kufay and dalit. I copied in your guys. Okay. This is a shtickle that I'm not sure if I was mecham to some of these things or I saw it here last year and then I was connected. But there's one of the basic halachas. Number one, we're gonna talk about the right side and the left side. He's gonna say the right side and the left side of things in the world in a certain way, and I like to think in a slightly different way. There's a Gemara in I looked it up and I can't remember where the Gemara is. A Gemara in Nida, which says, "Help me out." Le'olam yehei adam mikar b'min v'doche b'smayel, something like that. The lashon of Gemara is a person should always bring close with his right hand and push away with his left.
Hashem does that.
Right. So there's a drasha. That means it says Yad Yamin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mekarv with the Yamin and the small pushes away. The left is, he's going to say this also, that means a teva. Teva is strict laws. You jump off the roof, you splat, that's it. There are no, that's the way the world runs. There are rules, there are laws, and you step over the line, you're out. That's teva, that's the Lashon Elokim. Elokim is Gematria teva, ha-teva, okay? And that's one way. Then there's another side, which is the side of Rachamim. There's a Torah in this. Every other line in the Arachayim in the Parasha, every other line is dealing with these two sides. And what exactly it means is, he says Moshe Rabbeinu got too close, you know that? He said Moshe Rabbeinu was too chummy with God. An unbelievable line. He says it a few times. And that's why he overstepped his boundaries a number of times. It's unbelievable. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was too close. I don't know exactly what it is. That's why, okay. So not so much for now. But that's a right side and a left side. So the right side has always been Mekarev. The left side is always the din, the strict judgment. There's another thing in colors which represents this also. By Chassidim, there's a minhag to drop a couple droplets of wine. First of all, the achiv from the kais of bracha, the Gemara bracha says, there's a bunch of things you have to do with the kais. One of the things is you have to rinse it out. There's always a little, right? And by Chassidim, the man makbid lenev to drip a little bit of water into the wine. Why? Because white is also rachmim, and yain is gvura, is tin, right? Red, you can imagine that. Makes sense? White and red, two colors. Yeah, din, gvura, din. And so they always might make a little bit sweeter. This is the Rambam says, I saw this in the Bible of Soloveitchik, he brought down that the mezika sakos has to be done at night. So Jacob the Rambam, the mezika sakos, which is when they would add water to the very strong wines, had to be done at night. So he goes off in a certain direction of that. But that is part of the avodas halayla, is to sweeten the din. That makes it even drinkable. Right, you couldn't drink undiluted.
Days,
right,
yes.
You weren't able to. That's part of the concept. That's part of the concept we're going to talk about over here. We're going to see. He's going to go one direction, and I'll tie it into tefillin at the end. It's a beautiful piece. Okay, we're on page Kufay and Dalet over here, and the Be'er Hachaim Hagada. Here it goes. Yitachin, the hashta Abdul Lishana Bebnechorin. Yitachin. Right now we're slaves. Next year we'll be free. Yitachin could be shenechalalis betfila zupa kasha. Al shibud hateva lahanhaga ma'al derech hateva. We want to be freed from the regular running of the world. don't know if you, I said this also last time, one of the Rav from Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, my Rebbe, in Yerushalayim, that he would always say that matzah is eaten by two people. There's a contradiction. Sometimes the matzah is called lechem oni, right? It's the stuff we ate in Mitzrayim, but it's also called the lechem of chevers. This is what we ate, right? It's on our backs, and I baked on our backs. So what is it? So is it the bread of servitude, or is it the bread of freedom? What do you say? Talk. Oh, deep thoughts.
I mean, you look at the series of events. It was lechem oni lechatchila, and they became...
Oh, it's the bread of servitude. Whether you're serving paro, it's for avdus. If it's for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's chayrus.
Holy. Agreed. So he brought a mashal. He says, who would eat matzah? He says, if somebody has absolutely nothing. And turns to his wife, he says, Nu, Mushka, what do we have in the house? She says, we have a little bit of flour and some water. He says, okay, put it in the oven, let's go, we'll eat here. That's what he has. And you have another guy who's just too busy to eat. Now you have, like, it's really easy to take care of that. You could just, you order something, or, you know, you have an energy bar, or whatever it is. But the guy's making, he doesn't have time to sit down and eat. He has much bigger things going. He's making multi-billion dollar things. He's on his jet flying, running around. He's just too busy. He's either saving people, doing something. So way all the way at the top and way at the bottom, they don't have, one person doesn't have enough. The other person doesn't have time to eat. He's not interested. That's the Jews. He says, Jews are anything but natural. We just won't fit in the middle. We're either underneath everything or on top of everything. We're either so crushed underneath that there's all they give us and there's all we could ingest, or we just don't care. Just give me whatever. Yes, flour, water sounds good. I don't care. Can I get on with my, you know, with changing the world, with fixing the world? So he says that was his takeaways on this. But here he's talking about, we don't want to be stuck in the middle over there. We don't want to be stuck in the teva. Right now we're slaves. But hagativis, we're locked in into the standard running of the world. Ach yehi rava should be your rutzen, right? Yehi rava kadamachet should be your rutzen. Shevashana haba nizkelius bnei chorin. We want to be out of this. We don't want to be in this, you know, with this mask, with the being under the power of teva. V'chein lahatzliach lisgaber al yitzahara. We want to conquer the Yetzirah. Hamoshech is Adam likashu b'dvarim shalev chumdom, the potent that makes a person trip up and the things that we have tibas for mitzat tibra chumri because of our physical state. The Esher, yeah.
Is he saying, I want to understand something, is he saying that we've got a problem with being natural as human beings, that we want to rise above that?
And we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's Yisod, I have to remember one of the places it's at, but there's Yisod in, from the Balei B'tochen, they explain that different people are in different levels. I saw this from Reb Chaim Friedlander, but it's in lots of places. I think he brought it from the Ramchal, that a person who has a certain level of B'tochen, Hashem treats him, deals with him a certain way, a person has a higher level of B'tochen, then he has more Shkach HaPratis, and he's less run by the way the rest of the regular world runs. He is less. His betochen itself takes him out of the regular running of the world and gives him a personal hashgacha pratis running by God. So we know this is all the general thing. We don't want to be there. We don't want to be there. We want to be completely connected. When Kadosh Baruch Hu deal with us as a nation in a different way, everything. You think when we hear the shofar, we heard the shofar, right? 50, how many, 60 something years ago? 48 was 60. How many years ago? How many? Do calculation for me. Almost 70 years ago. No. Come on, dude.
Oh, 1948.
So 48. I'm trying to make a cheshbon. Almost next year is going to be
70
years. 70 years. So next year, 70 years. So maybe you heard the shofar then, but some people still haven't heard the shofar. Right? But when they hear the shofar, the world's going to, even if the world says, you know, okay, will something change? Will something not change? But it's not going to be exactly the same. There's going to be recognition of Rabbi Nishon. We're going to see his hand in everything. We want that to be happening. That's what we're happening for. Okay. Rambam came. And we have a hint to this. When it says in Shulchan Aruch, "Shitzorach lahasev atzad smolo dafka v'lo yimino." Okay, we all know why you have to lean on your left. Physiological reason. Why do we lean? Because of bnei chorin. And then what? What
do
you
say?
Oh, because if you lean to your left, then shemakema yachtim levesht. Well, that's very good. That's actually why you're also supposed to sleep on your left side. It's supposed to do good for the digestion. But also shemakema yachtim kamen levesht. If you lean to your right, then your windpipe, the flap might flip open, and you might swallow, cough, choke, whatever. So you lean on your left. So you guys are doctors. You tell me.
Stroke.
I don't go that far down.
Me neither.
So that the Gemara says Shemi Yaktim Kum Levesha, that maybe you're the so you have to lean on the left. So the first thing that hits is
goes to the stomach, and the stomach is on the left. So this
okay, makes sense.
Be on the left also.
Good, so terrific. So that's what the Gemara says. But he says another thing. Al derech remes. Why do you have to lean on the left and not on the right? The Malbim says the Hagas Nisus Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. The way that Hashem deals with above the teva is the Bechinis Yamin. Like we said, the right hand brings close. It goes beyond the strict rules. The Hasmol and the left one Hagab Derech Teva. That's the regular running of things. That's Elokim Ateva, right? Number one, Odkas of Malbim Mechadusha. He also says Duhu Adin Bavodas Adam. Same thing as we just spoke about. We just mentioned to you, Rabbi Zulai. We just mentioned this to you. Next to last line on the second column. Im yisnahig, a person too. Im yisnahig b'tzad yamin. If a person acts b'tzad yamin, that means beyond the teva. Yizkalon hagad nisus min hashemayim. Hashem will deal with him the same way. Usmol hu anhagad es teva. Left is the regular way. V'zen nimers b'seda halavisha. He says a hint to this is the way we get dressed. How are you supposed to get dressed? Now tell me about your shoes. How do the shoes go?
Right, also right.
Put any right foot first.
First, and then?
You lace the left.
And then left, and then lace the left.
Yeah.
Why are we lacing the left? What's with it? Okay, so why don't we do right, left? Why don't we put on the right shoe, put on the left shoe, then tie the right shoe, and tie the left shoe? Why are we tying the left shoe? And I'm going to be marach of this, and he doesn't say this, man. Marach of this is a tefillin. Which arm would you say you should put tefillin on?
Right.
On your right hand? What's going on? This is the cover. This is where it's all at. This was supposed to, when you wash yourself, you're supposed to wash you, right? You're the right side of your body first. So why don't you put on tefillin, right? Why don't you put on gam kol? Why don't you
close to the heart?
Because there's a kasha.
Good. That's the idea. Like, I mean, but there's got to be a pshat. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants something. Okay, you're right.
I'm sorry. It's not chassid.
No, you are right. This is also the most chassidic answer. I told you guys this. Right? One member says, "Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the tzaddik goes with Kadosh Baruch Hu mekayim, right? The tzaddik says something Kadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. The other one says, "No, I want a rebbe who Kadosh Baruch Hu goes there. The tzaddik mekayim. Hashem says something. The tzaddik does it. Okay, but maybe this will be pshat. Maybe this will be pshat. He's going to say right here is also pshat for Tfilah. Says like it says in Shulchan Aruch, "Yinol min al yimin. First, put on your right shoe. Tchila. But don't tie it. V'achkach yino shal smol v'kashrenu. Then put on your left and tie that one. V'yachzav yikshur shemen. Then you go back and tie your right foot. Ki anu chafetzim le'ora hanhagen nisis ma'al derech teva. We want to awaken this sense of this aspect of dealing with us above teva. Mashum hachi nolam es haregel yamin tchila. Therefore, we put on the first shoe because that's above teva. Ulam, however, kidei lizkus lehanhaga zu. In order to really to get this, tzach likshur u'leshabed es tivo achumri l'ruchnias. You have to tie down your left foot to limit the regular mundane running of the world. That's what we do, the tying on the left foot first, to show that what we have to do, we're going to subjugate the teva. So you put on your right foot, because that's where you are, and then you subjugate your left. You have to put it on, and you tie it up. And then you go back to your right.
So I missed something here. Why are we leaning on the left?
Here it comes, ready? That's what you do by tying the left first. V'hachinami, says doctor, you ready? B'leil ha-seder, meisiv atzad smol, v'yesh boi remez v'kasha liskos l'hachni ha-seder ha-teva, v'lehonos me'an ha-genesis. We pin down our left arm, and we let the right hand rule. Gibaldic.
So it's like we're controlling teva as well.
Yeah, we have to we're always subjugating the teva. We pin it down and we're showing this is what we want to do our things. And that comes from the mouth. Mom says a person who does that's what he wants to feel. So Hashem does the same thing. And that's why tefillin's also you're tying down your left hand. You use your niece's hand to tie down the teva hand. Unbelievable. Oh, come on, you're dancing. I can see it inside.
I'm having a lot of trouble understanding the concepts.
We're going to get you one of these days. We're going to put a garter back on you. I'm going to tell you, your tata wants you to put on the garter. Okay, we're talking about it later. Okay. So let's where are we at? Now, it's the next one you have on your guys' pages. I copied those. So I don't know exactly.
Put on your scribe.
For a couple minutes. Kufpe Aleph. Okay. Okay, this is a good vert. I don't know if we'll get up to another one. Maybe I'll tell you another one after if we don't have time to, if we don't get to be inside. I don't know if I copied all of them. Okay. Here we go into the Arba Banim. And this is actually a challenging. Look at the text up top on the text of the Haggadah. Rosh Hashanah Omer, Ma Havoda Hazos Lachem. What is this Ma Havoda Hazot Lachem? Right? What are you guys doing? Lachem Velolo. He is saying for you guys, not for himself. Now here's this line. Always, it really does bother me if you pay attention to the words. Ulefi shehotzi et atzmo min haklal. Since he took himself out of the masses. Thank you. Kofar beikar. He's a kofar.
Yeah.
What? Mike, what's going on?
The Chacham is
the Rasha. He says, since he, yeah, that one. Rasha, right, what does he say? What is this a vote for you guys? For you and not for him. And since he took himself out of the masses, he's a kofar beikar. He's a kofar. He's apikoros.
By using that language, he's effect. Said, I can't accept what you guys are doing.
He's excluding himself.
Excluding himself? That doesn't make him a kofar.
What do you mean?
On Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu Torah is
getting very deep. Getting very deep with us. I just heard a great part with that.
I'm moving himself from the Kedusha.
He says it's for you guys. It's not for him.
Yeah. Of course, then you also, yeah, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chenel Gvolam Haba, this suddenly doesn't.
Right, yeah. Well, he's his self-choice. You know,
I don't know if this is going to be completely... They're going to answer completely. But you want to hear his pshat? Here's his pshat. Amr Chazal, down at the bottom. Chazal told us in the Medrash. Of course, we all know this one. Sh'arba minim sh'not lim b'chaga sukkos. Heim k'neged arba madrigos banashim. It's going to get interesting. Right? There are four different levels of people, and the four minim are parallel those four people. What are they? Esro gish b'tam b'reach, es Torah and mitzvos. Why does it have tam? How does a lulav have tam? How does a because the dates come from there. Ach in boreach. Hadasim yesh lam reach ach in bem tam. Right? Esok has both taste and has smell. Lulav just has taste. Hadasim just has smell. What about a rabbis? Hadasim they have. Smell. These last two are talking about the middle level. They have absolutely nothing. Ready? You go in to the right. They used to go to the Mikdash. They used to go to the base Mikdash, and they take the Rasha in with them. The Ravais who didn't have tam or reyach. That's one with everybody else. Even though they're not deserving, they're horrible. Still, they all come together because of this aspect of achdus. This also shows up. We ran a program last week on Ari Crown about the chalbana, right? From the keteris, the eleventh. The ten which smelled nice, and then there's one which smelled, one of the keteris which smelled horrible. Some of them have smelled horrible. That was chalbana because it's there with everything else, so it could still come along. Notice, of course, they point out it has to be the 11th one. Don't make him the 10th. He shouldn't be your minion. You have to have a minion without him. But okay, Abba Baruch. I know this good Chabad Torah.
I was just going to say. I know.
Abba Baruch Shana Rabba. What happens? That's all the whole sukkis. Abba Shana Rabba. Shenolim Rakasa Rabba is Bavad. You only take a rabbis then. What happens? As I chov to myself a karka, shuv. You beat him up. You take the rabbis. You Rasha, you know, and you really give it to him. As long as he's with everybody, he's included with everybody else, then he could go along. And we behind the time, kikasher harasha mezdavik mezidik. When the Rasha connects himself to tzidikim v'chaveira v'atovim menu and everybody else, you know, there's a chance for him. Look who he's connecting himself to. The guy wants to change something. Azochel ali aliyadam. He could even go up. Ach beregeshu ozev as a chavraya kedisha. He leaves the holy group. Umeshalich al meshanto bevad levado. He goes only on his own with his own strength. As I tzorch lekayim by v'af ato hakesh. You know, punch him in the mouth. Punch him in the mouth. Well, the kibush hotzi atzmo min haklal kofar beikar.
He's had 6 days together with all the other good Jews.
And still hasn't made it. Hasn't made
an impression. So that's it.
So he's. I know. First of all. Let's see.
No.
Really, kofar beikar is. He really is always a kofar beikar. But he had at least a chance for Aliyah, or he had she'ifas for Aliyah as long as he's connected. As soon as he says lachem v'loy loy, he's saying I don't have anything to do with you. His last chance. His last chance. And now he could recognize by him. Maybe so, really,
know,
that's when the kafir began.
The Rebbe had said in the past?
Fifth son?
Yes. At least he came to the Seder table. It's the fifth son who doesn't even show up.
Yeah.
That's
Maskin. Daka Maskin. On the fifth Sunday, by the way.
On Sukkot, during the week when they went Hakafos, or the, during the Nitzan HaMayim, they had the Arba meal?
Yeah, in the Beis HaMikdash.
The Beis HaMikdash, but I thought they planted the... The robbers and they leaned in.
There's so much against the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. That might, I don't know what happened by Hashanahs then. Maybe then when they did, they were circling the Mizbech, it might have only been by Hashanahs. And then maybe they only took a robbers then. I don't know. Because I know what you're talking about.
That's
yeah, but they had Lulavim. There was there Lulavim also. They says they, that's why everybody had to really mafkir their things. So I don't know if it's I don't know which lashon when this thing happened. Good question.
Sure, they had a shrugam. They threw it at the
right.
Coin.
Right.
Well, they had the that shrugam was the rice all
Zayin. Right. All Zayin. Okay. So Doshu Shumis Amru that Rachatz Ola B'Gmashin K'manyan Tzibur. Next paragraph. Rachatz calculation 298 Tzibur. Is you have 200 of it from the Reish, and then you have 90 again, and then the Beis Neva, 8. Lelamdeinu teach you shebekoach hatzibur, when you're with the community, lirchotz letara nefesh tzom. You can be cleaned. With the power of the community, a person can be completely cleaned. You see that?
Yeah. So I'm trying to do the math.
Both of them have a Reish. Both of them have a Tzadi. So 290 automatically. This one has a Ches, and this one has a Vav and Beis. So it's equal 8. Equal 8. Reish and Tzadi and
so eight is Malam and Ateva.
Oh, it's getting very high. Yeah. Very high. But the concept we're trying to teach you is that when you're in community, so you can become cleansed. The power of the community. K'mukin doshu v'yakel v'gematria mikvah. This passage is partial. V'yakel is gematria mikvah. Same thing. Sha'achdus metaheres k'mikvah tahara. I went to hear Rav Shapiro and Kal Chassidim this by Shal Shudis. And he said some unbelievable Torah. One of the concepts that he said was, this is great. I can hear you gonna have questions with this. But it's great. He says he brought this from the Rebbe's Mechutanim. I don't know who it was, who from Trotsky's Mechutanim. He said that there's a concept, even though the Lashon of the Mordechai is that a birya, something which is a davar aser, which is a davar shalem, bug, questions about bugs anyways, but there's a din of a birya, something which is an entity to itself, which grew that way, it is not batal, even Aleph. But the Lashon of the Mordechai, and I think this Lashon even is even brought down in the Torah, is there's batal in tof kuf samach. What's tof kuf samach? Material.
Texas.
960. So he says, if you look, a yid goes into the mikvah, and he's, you know, he's tummy, but he has to come up with his balance. How's he going to get his balance? How many saw are there in a mikvah?
40.
40 saw. How many lug are there in a saw? 24. 24 times 40, 960. So you have to know why a yid is only like a lug. But that's what you're going to ask. But it's 960 times. It says the same thing. He says if you go from Rosh Chodesh Adar until after Yom Kippur, it's 40 days, 24 hours in a day. Also, you say from Rosh Chodesh Elul. I probably said Elul. I probably said this. I'm in Adar mode. Thank you. From Rosh Chodesh Elul until after 40 days.
Yeah.
And then 24 hours in a day. 960 also. The Iberia can completely come in this battle by the time it says, as he brought down the Lashon of the Pasuk, that when did the, I don't know the Lashon of the Pasuk, but they brought down that same insight. Same insight is a person can completely renewed, completely battle, if he wants, these parts of time. Okay, interesting chat. Okay. Rabbi Shem HaGon Bala Or Sameach, the Mayor Simcha of Dvinsk, Zatzal Omrim, they say, She'in Zen Nimraz, Nami, Baha, and another concept, Sheshalmi Yachid, when an individual brought a shlamim, then it had the din of a lower level of kedusha. When the tzibur brought a shlamim, have a kachim kachim. He had tzibur malim kachim kachim kachim. The tzibur has that ability to bring somebody up all the way up to the next level. So the importance of being connected to community is primal. Apparent. Do we have any more? Did I photocopy any more?
Good.
Oh, what page is that?
Kapach. See this last thing outside?
That's it. Right.
Can I say the last piece outside quickly?
Yes. Which is the last sentence?
Yeah.
It's from the Orsameach.
Just yeah,
from
the
Orsameach. Just saying, he says, if you look at this, different halachas of Ashlamim. If an individual brings Ashlamim, then it has a lower level Kedusha. But if a Tzibur brings Kedusha, then it's considered Kacha.
So Tzibur just
brings it up to a whole other level. Okay. So this is a one more piece for a personal avoda, which is actually connected to our, maybe a little bit connected to the Geneva piece we saw from the Afikomen. You have to remind me the end, the Soloveitchik's piece about the egg. And I don't remember Soloveitchik's piece about the name. Okay, but for sure about the egg, I have to remind you about that piece from the Soloveitchik about the egg. Okay. Shelo echad bevad amar aleinu l'chaloseinu. Okay. And every generation, somebody comes to get us. But the Nikud is Shelo echad bevad. What is Shelo echad bevad amar aleinu? B'derech hadrash ef shalom. A person can say, Tehinei. A Jew wants to get up, and of course, if you want to take the time and do the Ozvav on the bottom, there's of course always a Geshmak story on the notes on the bottom over there, but we'll see if we have time. And when a Jew wants to become Chazak and turn a Voda, especially in the times when there is great Ratzon in the world, when anybody who's a Yid wants to have an aliyah, ulekabel al atzmei kabbalah tova. He wants to accept on something himself. Uliskarvel baris baruch shemay, and wants to get closer. At that bososhah, that moment, of course, yavo hayetzara, v'yikaris v'gishosav. Yetzara comes and he calls him off. B'taina, what's the taina? Here's the taina. What does the yetzara say to you when you want to do something good? What does the yetzara say? What do you guys say?
You could have done something else.
Oh, more profitable. That's a good question. They talk about a malik and suffix and interruptions. Yes.
Do it later.
What else? This one I really do have this one. They talk about a lot. He says what they say. Shouldn't that last line, last word on the line, on the top line, of the second column? Shibalav hachi. No matter what, lo take balase davar b'kasher shakayama. You're never going to be able to keep this up.
You're never going
to be able to keep it going. It's not going to be a kesher shakayama. It's not going to be a kesher that lasts. Zman kasa, don't worry. You're going to go back to the same way you were. What are you fooling yourself for?
Like someone's trying to diet or stop smoking.
Right.
You're not
going to. We had this. Some of the
not eating, past akum during the.
Right. Yeah. You know, a joke. The lama lo lekabel al atzmo dov shakasha yedualo. Why should accept something that you know shulo is kind and it's not going to last? You're a faker. It's not even worth it. Hafuchi matarasa lamali. Okay, I know what that Lashon is, Lashon of Chazal. But you can look that one up.
Reversing the...
Matara? The goal?
Reversing the goal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. And it's not the Lashon I would have used.
What are you accomplishing by...
Right. This is reiterating
that Lashon. If you're going to fall back to where you were at to begin with.
Why even bother?
Good, right, exactly. You know what? It might be also Lashon... I don't think it's Lashon Matar. Okay. V'ulam harava, you have Yetzer Tov, Toin Limasa. No, the Yetzer says, no. The Baal Yishma Kov, don't listen to him. To Af, and Tim Salam Radim, if you say, Shehakabala loy tachzik etzlo, l'orach yamim, v'shanim, even if you're going to say that your Kabbalah won't last for a long time. Become Malkum, nevertheless, ki da'is hi Kabbalah zu, shayada yishad pamachas, b'nei nisoyin. It's worth it for this Kabbalah for one time. You should become strong, and you should stand in the Tzayin, and you should conquer your Yetzer once. Just doing it once will put you in a whole different level. Before Yosef Malach, you're even going to hide in the Malach she'ein lo bechira that has no free choice. You can look on the bottom, for another good story. A person can't listen to the Yetzer Elohu Yasa as Shalom. He has to do his part. Hashem, you're about it. Hashem's going to figure it out. A person has to invest at least to do it once. Don't worry about it all the other times as to whether it's going to work or it's not going to work. As I have on the tip of my tongue, and there's a whole other verse about this doing something once. But how does it play into the words?
Mitzvah Gorerit Mitzvah. Yeah. If you do something good,
it's another thing. Make them. Very good. There's a whole verse that I'm trying to remember over here. I don't remember right now, but we'll finish it.
Someone say, similar, little different text. Was in Peoria, Illinois. We didn't have a mechitzah. Someone from the Frumer group had a bar mitzvah. They put a mechitzah. It was like theater seats, and there was a center aisle. So they put a mechitzah down the center aisle for the first six rows only. So the uncle of the bar mitzvah got up and he said, six rows? That's all you can do?
Michael, yeah,
you can't make it the whole way? Don't you think it's a little hypocritical?
Where
and says, okay, what's wrong with being a hypocrite? I can only keep kosher in my house. I eat treif outside. So I should eat treif in my house too. Whatever level you're at, you have to do that, and then hopefully it will have the hashba on you to continue.
Right. Exactly right. Exactly right. And he says that's the lashon lo hachabavah. V'zeh merumas b'piska zu. And that's hinted to in these words. Shelo echad bevad. Shemachshava zu. Shepam achas eina shava klum. That's machshava. The machshava is shelo echad bevad. Don't do just one. Shelo echad bevad. He hadav asher amad aleinu lechalasenu. That's the thing that's going to kill us. By saying the words, wah, there's nothing to do at once. There's absolutely nothing for you. That's what's going to kill us. That's what kills us. It causes a person that he's never going to grow. He doesn't try and get any higher. The truth is, no. Any small thing is just a little big thing, and it goes up, and it goes up, and it goes up. I'm going to just tell you very quickly. We have what time? What, do we have any more on this list? Is that the last one?
Yes.
Okay.
6 more minutes.
Okay, so I'll just tell you this this one piece from Soloveitchik. So there's I don't remember exactly how he started it. So I don't, it's loud. So I don't know how I don't remember how he starts this dvar. But why do we have a beitza on the seder plate? Why do we have an egg beitza on the seder plate? Great, terrific.
The harder we it's cooked, the harder we.
Oh, that's like a kovet, right? A very, very important concept. There's the pashas, like you're saying, it's like that. It's like a one of the two karbonos. It says you have two tavshilim, one for the current Pesach, one for the current Chagiga. And okay, good topic. The Rambam makes it sound like you should have two pieces of meat. So we have the minhag is brought down that we taka have an egg. There's another reason brought, I think, in the Ramah or the Darchei Moshe, who's the Ramah, brings down the reason why you have an egg is for avelos. What's a velus? What would a velus? What a velus would there be? On the night
before. Mitzrayim Tovim Bayam.
You're supposed to dip your egg in ashes on Tisha B'Av.
Oh, so it says Tisha B'Av. One of the rules is the first.
Yeah, well, that's a velus.
The first night of Pesach always falls out the same day of the week as the first night of Tisha B'Av. So what? Says the Soloveitchik. Because he wants to explain a little bit deeper. We all know famous is the Lashon Chazal that really Klai Yisrael had to be brought out last minute. Right before they fell into the last one of the
49th level,
right, the 50th level. Then the 49th level, Memtash Sharitum, that's what they're holding. If they left it for a little bit, we would have lost our identity entirely, and we'd been completely gone. And so the Hashem had to take us out b'chipazo, right? They had Nalichem Amiglichem, the Makelchem B'yadchem. You have to be holding on to everything, be ready to go. Because any more, and we would have been completely gone. But really, how much longer were we supposed to stay in Mitzrayim?
100 years.
How long did we stay?
10 years.
We stayed?
210.
What's that?
210.
210 instead of 400.
Great. Radu, Lashon Gematria, Radu. We're missing still another 190 years. Where's the 190 years? So the next 190 years are paid up for all these Galiyos that we're in right now. The reason why we're still in Galiyos right now, the reason why there's a Tisha B'Av and we lost the Beis Hamikdash and we had to go into Galiyos again and again, is to fill in those last 190 years. Now, we have to understand
2,000
this.
Years is not.
I know, you didn't think that's a fair trade. But the Gullus, do you call this Gullus?
Yes.
Right?
Is it Gullus? It's not such a difficult Gullus.
I'd say probably a good 100 years probably equals two, three, four, 5 years. I know, we had really hard times in Europe.
The fact that we have a panic alarm outside the doors here.
Well, that's only because an American Israeli called to.
No.
I'm kidding. The concept is not. You're right. But it's not Mitzrayim. You know how much you have to pay for a day in Mitzrayim?
Think of it more of the 1,000 years the Jews in Europe had to put up with.
I know. That means we didn't understand what Mitzrayim was. We didn't know what Mitzrayim was. But he says that's why we have to take this on this night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have to have this egg. And that's a connection to Tisha B'Av. Because we remember that we're still in Galus because we didn't finish that one. And we're crying that we didn't have the strength, the fortitude to be strong enough in Mitzrayim to stay away from the 50th level of Tumah. That we Hashem had to pull us out last minute, otherwise we'd be lost entirely. It's our own weakness. It was our weakness in Mitzrayim which caused us 2,000 years of Galus.
So why the egg? And that something
that's
else?
It is. It's reminding us of a Golas now, the Chorban Migdash, which is a Golas now. That we take that with us by the night of Yitzis Mitzrayim that we went strong.
Why is the egg dafka the one that, that reminds us of the Golas?
So you're asking why ever Avelos? So there is a concept of something round, or it doesn't have a pair, or the Galgala Chaim, the things, you know, the circle of life, which always is always in hand with Avelos.
So on Tisha B'Av, why do we dip an egg in the ashes? Why not something else? Why not?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there is an aspect of Avelos that something round doesn't have an opening, doesn't have a pair, just like a person silenced by Tzoris. But you want to say another chat?
Well, it's also a symbol of Lahavdil, upcoming now, the Goyim have Easter. The eggs are supposed to be a sign of fertility, of spring, of reawakening, of Peru, Ru.
That's all Christian symbolism. It's a lot of Jewish symbolism.
Well, maybe the egg is still, the egg is a source of future life.
It could
because the egg, if it's fertilized,
and it gives you a heart attack.
only eat the white, eat the yolk. Actually, they're saying now that the yolk has good as healthy cholesterol.
I read that.
So it's everything you read in the past about the eggs is not so.
What's his name? I'm sorry. Was it
his birth?
The Gaulis? Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm tired by that.
No problem. So I can show you the piece if you want.
What's he saying? Just say it outside.
Rav Soloveitchik says we're taking the egg with us on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim to remind us. That I took it one level farther than he said. But what he says is to remind us that the geula wasn't a geula shlema. It wasn't complete geula. We have a Chorban Beis Hamikdash to send us back into Golis because we couldn't finish our time there. Now, I'm drilling it into you is because we didn't have.
We didn't finish our full 400 years of Shebud.
So therefore, we need to.
So the geula wasn't a full geula?
No. Hashem had to pull us out. So we had a geula then. We have to. We have payback. We haven't finished. We haven't come to. You understand? Every tzara is for your good. It's when it talks about Adam Rishon having to be purified by death. It says why when the luchos shnios Moshe had to break them, because otherwise it's be like the Eitz Hadas that we did a chait and we get to live forever. By breaking the luchos, it's like Hakadosh Baruch Hu kicking us out of Gan Eden to make sure that we don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. The death is necessary. The Ramban explains also. By the Eitz Hadas. We need it. We need in order to become purified from the chait we did, we need to be able to die to go through. All the death and sorrows and all these things are all there for our own good. We need these 2,000 years to make up for that time so that the world, Klal Yisrael, can come to their shleimus.
I always thought we got out early. It was a chesed.
It was a chesed. Otherwise, we were gone.
The sheep of 40 years
was it was. So they talk about the last year being so worried. There's such Torah.
There was a sense that the sheep wasn't actually complete. It got up prematurely.
We had to, but yeah.
We had to, and therefore there's still a sense in history.
This is makeup time.
We have to.
And that's what the egg is symbolizing.
So every gallus is still.
It's the Rav. How can you not buy it? What's happened here? What have I done to you?
It's not Kabbalistic enough.
What do you mean? I don't have got it without the cover. I got it on sale like online. I bought it. The Exalted Evening. Have you guys seen this? It has a fiery cover. I think somebody here might. But that's exactly what it says right here. If you want to read it yourself, he says, the Beis Halevi brings. He brings something from Beis Halevi. It's not his own verse. It's from the Beis Halevi. The correlation between the first day of Passover and Tishwa is as follows. Several Midrashic sources indicate that the exodus from Egypt was premature. The Jews were supposed to have been enslaved in Egypt for 40 years. They left after 210. After 210 years of exile, the Jews were in danger of completely losing the Jewish identity. Had they remained in Egypt any longer, they would have been hopelessly assimilated. The urgent need to redeem them without a further delay explains why the exodus happened in Bechipazim, in haste. God therefore redeemed them prematurely, and the balance of their term of exile would have to be completed in future exiles. Thus, the redemption from Egypt was not a complete redemption, since it was the cause of later exiles. It is therefore appropriate to eat an egg, an open expression of mourning on the very night of redemption.
In the midst of redemption,
the geula, remember that we didn't
finish. It's a remnant to the future Golos.
Where we are right now.
But that kind of expression, that they were actually roughly
No, that's all they had left. That's all they had. All they had is their externals.
Right.
It's not a Hasidic shop.
I was wondering.
Okay. He's a surgeon. He saves you from surgery. So you say, thank you.
Because the surgery.
But you're the one who would mean that. So that's not, so why are we saying, Hashem, thank you for taking me out of the joint?
He puts him in the joint. We always say that.
Because this is the Rabbi Sprung's work at Chodesh Tov. So his point is, it isn't that only the Geula was from Hashem, but if you came to a doctor and said, I'm having this difficulty, and he says, okay, you have to take this medicine, it's going to be very painful and difficult for the beginning, and then ultimately you'll be cured. So we had to have this Shibud in Mitzrayim in order to...
Or part of it.
Okay. But we needed 400 years.
Strummer.
Strummer came out in 190, in 210.
But the full medicine wasn't delivered.
We still need the other.